This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The chief of the World Health Organization warned Monday that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over, even as some countries gingerly start to ease restrictions. The worst is yet ahead of us, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said. Let's prevent this tragedy. It's a virus that many people still don't understand. He compared the coronavirus outbreak, which worldwide has sickened nearly 2.5 million people and killed more than 168,000, to the 1918 Spanish flu that killed up to 100 million. But he said such a dire outcome does not have to occur because technology exists today to prevent disaster on that scale. The top U.S. infectious disease expert on Monday warned protesters who are ignoring their governor's stay-at-home orders that the country will not recover economically until the ravaging coronavirus is under control. Street protests against governors have erupted in several state capitals in recent days, with demonstrators calling for an easing of restrictions that have shut businesses and led to the layoff of 22 million workers. Some protesters have chanted "Fire Fauci," targeting Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has frequently cautioned President Donald Trump against reopening the country's economy too quickly for fear of a resurgence of the virus. Trump has pushed to restart the world's largest economy as quickly as possible, targeting May the 1st, and laid out a three-phase plan to return the country to a sense of normalcy. After weeks on a warlike footing and suffering thousands of deaths, New York's governor said Monday that the state appears to be on the descent from its apex of coronavirus cases. New York is approaching a quarter of a million confirmed coronavirus cases and more than 14,000 deaths. What was anticipated to be a mountain-shaped peak on the statistical curve has been more of a plateau. VOA News. The death toll from the mass shooting in Canada's eastern province of Nova Scotia over the weekend has risen to at least 18. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirmed the death toll on Monday. The 12-hour shooting rampage across the province of Nova Scotia was already the worst of its kind in Canadian history. Trudeau spoke to the nation Monday, saying such a tragedy should never have occurred. Violence of any kind has no place in Canada. Late Saturday night, a lone gunman disguised as a police officer began a string of attacks, shooting people in their homes and setting fires. The victims include a policewoman who had served 23 years on the police force. Officials said the suspect, identified as 51-year-old Gabriel Wortman, was shot and killed by police. No motive for the killings was given. An historic crash in U.S. oil prices to less than zero sent Wall Street tumbling on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 592 points. That's a 2% drop. The Standard & Poor's 500 was also off 2%. The Nasdaq was down 1%. The contracted May price of a barrel of Texas crude oil slipped to minus $37.63 Monday. That's a 100% drop. The 13-nation Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, led by Saudi Arabia and other oil producers, agreed a week ago to start cutting production by 9.7 million barrels a day on May the 1st, extending through June in an effort to prop up prices. But the planned production cut has so far failed to stem the oil price decline. As many as 26 members of Afghan local forces or pro-government militias were killed over the past 2 days in northern Afghanistan while fighting with the Taliban. That's according to Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense and local officials. On Sunday night, Taliban fighters attacked local Afghan forces in Khwaja Gar district in Takhar province. A spokesman for Takhar's governor told VOA fighting continued for hours and the attack was only repulsed after reinforcements arrived. A defense ministry statement said 17 of those killed belonged to the Afghan local army, which is different from the regular national army in Afghanistan, officially called the Afghan National Army Territorial Force. The local force under the leadership of the army was created in 2018 to allow locals to guard their own territories. And U.S. military officials have complained a Russian fighter jet came dangerously close to a U.S. surveillance plane in the Mediterranean Sea, the second such encounter in 4 days in the region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News. Voice.